philosophy is that, frankly, the precedent set by the granting of eminent domain to projects like this would mean that eminent domain could be used for any number of projects for which it was never intended. We respectfully ask that the IUB deny these permits to these two entities, and in the future consider only projects that serve the actual public good. Frankly, you know, things like roads and bridges and schools and police stations and fire stations, that's what eminent domain was for, you know, for the public utility. Then in recent decades, it's bled over into other things that are profit centers. So if you apply it to, say, let's say an electrical line or a natural gas pipeline, well, those are energy entities, and everybody needs, in this day and age, electricity and fuel of one sort or another. CO2 pipelines are a different animal. This is nothing more than a profit center for their investors. It has to do with CO2 sequestration, which would be a benefit to the ethanol industry, but it's not necessarily a public utility. I'm all for people investing and trying to make money. That's great, but they shouldn't use the inherent power of the government to be able to just take what they want for things of this nature.